Fantasy Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Presented to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you joined me for another Saturday morning. It's March 14th. It's 68 degrees outside. It's damp, gray, rainy. It's going to be like that. And the sun's supposed to come out Sunday afternoon. And, of course, it's the sunshine's going to bless us for the St. Patrick's Day Parade here, right here in Savannah, Georgia. And, yes, it's St. Patty's Weekend in Savannah, Georgia. And it's one of the biggest weekends here in the city. Over 600,000 people come to the parade. It's just as big or even, I think, bigger than the one in New York. And I'm from New York. But we celebrate it all weekend long, and that's what it's all about. Great tradition in here in Savannah, Georgia, with St. Patty's Day, and I'm glad I could be part of it. And once again, I'm here every Saturday morning from 9 until 11. You can hear me on the radio at AM 1400, 104.3 FM in Savannah, Georgia. Or you can get online and go to ESPNCoastal.com and click on the Savannah picture of my logo, and that's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and you can listen to me anywhere in the world. Also, if you got a smartphone, hey, download the ESPN Radio app. Then click on Savannah Hilton Head. I'm on ESPN Radio. And then, of course, TuneIn Radio, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio. Go to WSEG Savannah Sports Talk. Well, once again, I'm glad to be back. Last weekend, we had a lot of fun at the explosive Southern Pigskin football camp out there in Pooler, Georgia. At the Pooler Recreation Complex, not the Recreation Department. And a lot of kids turned out. Good time by Coach Dundee and his crew. And once again, excited. We got another one coming up next week. The Explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp. The Southwest style. Okay, we're going to go to Waycross at the Thundering Complex. I'll get the correct information for you. But once again, go online. Go to ExplosiveSportsInfo.com and find out how you could get seen and get explosive. Big camp. That's what we need to do today. We need to get seen. Coaches don't come around. So parents, if you're listening, you want your kid to play some college football, you got to get them to one of these camps, and it's only going to help them. Today's lineup, we always have a great lineup, and I like to call my lineup in the first hour, which is my first game, we'll do four quarters. And in the second hour, which is the second game, we'll do another four quarters. And we're going to start off, once again, I'll go through the local sports news and scores after I do my little intro here. Then we'll get into quarter number two. They're hot. They're on a roll. Armstrong Atlantic Baseball. Sorry. Got to get rid of that Atlantic stuff. I'm just back in the day, I got to remember this stuff. It's Armstrong State University. The baseball team's on a roll and moved up a lot in the different rankings for Division II. Coach Colbison doing a great job. They're taking on. Okay, I got that information too. Tusculum. They're taking on Tusculum in Tennessee. They just got there last night. They're going to play a doubleheader today. And we'll get Calvin Culberson right before the game at 9:15 today to talk about the Pirates. How, you know, the great baseball, great pitching staff, a lot of new additions. They're already almost halfway into their season. Then we'll go to third quarter. And what's Savannah, Georgia without the Savannah Shamrocks Rugby Tournament, which starts today? We're going to talk to the assistant tournament director, Steve Keller, live from Daffin Park, where it's all starting right now. Both Savannah Shamrock teams are playing. That's the women's and men's teams are playing right now at 9 o'clock at Daffin Park. Once again, the Savannah Shamrock rugby tournament. If I'm not mistaken, it's 37 years. It's the 37th Savannah Shamrock Rugby Tournament right before St. Patty's Day. So once again, I'm excited about that. Then we'll close out the first hour with the man himself, the columnist from the Savannah Morning News, knows a lot about sports in this area, and he is our golf guru on my show. Also, he's got to be happy. UGA, the Bulldogs. They beat South Carolina last night. They're playing Arkansas, the 21st team, the number 21 team, ranked team in the United States, Arkansas Razorbacks. And once again, we'll talk to Stephen Elmo Weeks about that. In the second game, second hour, once again, come back with news and local scores in the first quarter. Second quarter, Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, Athlete of the Week. And if you haven't been following the news, the Jenkins Warriors won the state championship last week. And that's what we're going to be highlighting in our second hour. We're going to talk to the man himself with 5 seconds to go in the game. He drives to the hole. He fakes like he's going to pass it, brings it back, and he shoots and scores. And H.V. Jenkins High School is the state champions, and that's Eric Johnson. He's our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. And then we're going to bring on the man himself. He won a state title as a player for Tim Jordan at Savannah High, and now he's got a state title as his own, as a coach. And we're going to be talk to the head coach of H.V. Jenkins, Bakari Bryant, and then we'll close out the show. So let's go to the scoreboard quickly here. Got to wrap this up quick. So we can get to our guest, Atlanta Hawks, 51-14, first in the Southeast. They're on their West Coast trip for three quarters. The Hawks were on the brink of losing their second consecutive game, but in the fourth quarter, unbelievable. I mean, sharp shooting, tough defense, balanced scoring. Paul Millsaps puts in 5 3-pointers in that fourth quarter, and with 6:38 to go in a game, they pull away from the Hawks and they beat them 90. And they beat the Suns 96-87. Kyle Korver, he's our sharpshooter, scored 14 points. And the Hawks, that's just such a balanced team. They had six players in double figures. Tomorrow night, they'll take their record and they'll take on the Lakers, okay? So once again, tomorrow, against the Lakers tomorrow night, the Hawks are on their West Coast trip, so they go from Phoenix to Los Angeles. The Braves, I know it's spring season, split squad yesterday. They lost to the Mets 13-2. They lost to Detroit 12-2, but it's spring training. You know, Freddie Gonzalez is getting thrown out of the game and trying to get his team on track, so we'll see what happens. Today, they take on Houston, the Astros, at 5 p.m. In college, like I said, in my second quarter, we'll have Calvin Culberson live from Tusculum College, telling us about the Pirates and how they're doing on the baseball diamond. And then we got women's tennis for the Pirates. The women's team is ranked number one in the United States there. And the men, they're taking on Western New Mexico in lovely San Diego, California. I'd love to be out there right now at this time of the year. Savannah State, the baseball team, is home against North Carolina Central if they get it in. Doubleheader, 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. And then tomorrow they'll pick up the third game at 1 o'clock. Women's tennis at North Carolina A&T up in Florence, South Carolina. And we cannot send out but a big shout-out to the Savannah State women's basketball team and Coach Baker. They're playing for the MEAC basketball title today at 3 o'clock against Maryland Eastern Shore. I mean, we got a lot of local players. Former Statesboro standout Shanika Bowie converted on a three-point play with 3:13 seconds left in Friday's semifinal against North Carolina A&T, lifting the number 2 seed Savannah State to a 62-59 win and a chance to win the MEAC title outright and go to the NCAA Women's National Championship, the dance for the ladies. Tigers are 20-10 right now, and Maryland Eastern Shore is the 8th-seeded team. You never know when you get into these playoffs. So, once again, Savannah State playing for the MEAC title. That's the Lady Tigers. Then, of course, SCAD is on a roll. Their men's lacrosse team, 2-0. They're undefeated. They're ranked number one. They went on road last night, and they beat Missouri Baptist 10-2. Okay, and I think today they got a game. They'll be playing a game up in Atlanta also today, so they got a road trip up in Atlanta. Women's golf team ranked third in NAIA coaches poll. Unbelievable golf team for the women over there. The women's lacrosse is ranked number one. Also, I got that switched up. The women's lacrosse team is ranked number one. They're 4-0. They'll be playing up in Atlanta also. We'll go to my schedule here. Men's lacrosse today is at Kennesaw State, and the women's lacrosse team is at Florida Institute of Technology at 12 o'clock in Melbourne, Florida. Men's are up at Kennesaw. leave out SCAD without talking about their equestrian team, one of the top-ranked equestrian teams in the United States, and they're right here in Savannah, Georgia, and they're at the Florida International Horse Show event. So the equestrian team from SCAD. High school scoreboard, got to do this quick. Savannah, and let's go with soccer. Not much baseball yesterday. It was a little wet. In soccer, Savannah Christian boys beat Atkinson County 8-0. Aaron Osborne, 4 goals for the Red Raiders. Logan Tovar had 10 saves for the shutout. Effingham County beats Bradwell Institute 3-0. The Rebel soccer team, the guys are 7-1, 3-0 in region play. Dodge County comes, beats Jenkins 1-0 after Jenkins upsets the previous undefeated Panthers of the Arts Academy the other night. But Dodge County comes in and beats Jenkins 1-0. Oconee County comes down from Athens area, beats Islands 2-1. Girls soccer, Richmond Hill 8, South Effingham 1. Nia Gordon and Grace Kaiser score the hat trick for the Lady Wildcats. Savannah Christian ladies, Red Raiders all over Atkinson County 10-0. Jen Coltia scores 3 goals and has 3 assists. Savannah Country Day 10, Trutland County 0. Bree Carney, signee to go play soccer at West at Wake Forest, has 3 goals. Boy tennis, Dodge County boys beat Islands 5-0. Dodge County girls beat Islands 5-0. Girls tennis, Savannah Arts 5, Appling 0. The Savannah Arts Academy Lady Panthers, this is from Thursday, are 6-0. So, once again, running events. We have Get Your Rear in Gear in memory of Mike Manhattan, great newscaster here at WTOC, passed away last year. It's a year, to be honest with you. And that's going on right now. Started at 8 o'clock. So we got the Get Your Rear in Gear, Savannah, and all the racing events. You can find all the racing events, running and racing events here in Savannah, Georgia at FleetFeetSavannah.com. I got an announcement that I'll make towards the end of the show. We got Coaches for Curing Cancer football clinic coming to Savannah, Georgia, put on by the head coach from H.V. Jenkins High School, Tim Jordan, so we'll get into that. Well, this show cannot happen without my sponsor. Remember, they are 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region, a full-service outpatient center, surgery center, digital MRI, X-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy, one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care. And remember, they support our local athletes and our local sports. They're doctor-led, but they're patient-focused. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at optimhealth.com. Next up, a little Pirate baseball with the head coach, Calvin Culberson of the Armstrong State University Pirates. He's going to be talking to us live from Tusculum College in Tennessee. Remember, this is all brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG. And remember, you can listen to us on the internet at ESPNCoastal.com and on your smartphone at the ESPN radio app. Just go to Savannah Hilton Head, download it, go to Savannah Hilton Head, and on TuneIn Radio, WSEG Sports Talk Savannah. We'll be right back after this.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and I'm glad you could join me for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. Well, we talked to this guy, and I call him the guy because he is the main man now at Armstrong State University, and he's in charge of the baseball program. Man's been there forever, just like the previous guy. But he loves his maroon and gold, and they're on a hot streak. They're almost halfway through the season. They're 17-3 overall. They're 9-2 in conference. They're on the road up in Tusculum. So you got to love live radio. And they got a 3-game set up there. And they're on fire. They're moving up in the rankings. And he can give us more about that. They're on a 8-game winning streak. And joining me now on the ESPN Radio Savannah and Boost Mobile Hotline. Remember, Boost Mobile. Get Boost Mobile and you can be heard. The head man at Armstrong State University, the head baseball coach, Calvin Culberson. Good morning, coach. How's it going?
Well, it's going pretty well right now. If we can get these few rain showers to move on out here so we can get our doubleheader in today. That would be great.
Well, you know, I know this has been duck weather for the whole season. It's been a cold, dreary baseball season. But, Coach, you guys are on fire. I mean, you're moving up in the rankings. You guys are playing for you. I mean, I know I always threw Pete Nagel out here, but the last I looked, the kid had 45 strikeouts in 30 innings. You bring back Will Austin out in center field. He's on fire for you guys. I mean, just an exciting time. You got local flavor, and you got kids coming from out of the area, and the program's on fire.
You know, the team has been playing extremely well. I mean, we've been real fortunate in a few games, you know, where, you know, the other team kind of helps us a little bit. But, you know, during the course of a baseball season, you got to have a little bit of luck, and hopefully your team's good enough to make some luck happen for you. And we've just been fortunate to where that's happened for us.
I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right now on the ESPN Radio Boost Mobile Hotline. Is the head coach at Armstrong State, Calvin Culberson, and right now they're off to a great start. They're 9-2 in region play, conference play, and coach, you know, sometimes, you know, the old cliche, and you know, I'm a sports fanatic, is sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. But you know, in baseball though, it all comes down to who makes the least amount of mistakes, and you know, and that's the way the ball rolls. And you guys have been in the game now. I mean, we're 20 games into the season, or 23 games into the season. You play 50 on a season. Who stepped up now that you haven't expected for the Pirates?
You know, we've had, you know, several guys that it hadn't been just one guy that's kind of stepped up for us. I mean, we've had a lot of guys on the team that has really come out and performed well, and it's been a pleasant surprise on how they turn corners. And we still have a few guys that are just now turning some, and which is good, because we're nearing the halfway point of our season next weekend, and once we get through that, then you know we'll be on the final stretch run of the season, and hopefully we keep everybody clicking on all cylinders. And we still have a few things that we've got to work on too to continue to get better, but. I've been real pleased at the way some of our guys have really stepped up and played some for us.
I mean, I'm going to throw some names out here. Will Austin batting 431. Barry Aldridge, 417. JT Phillips, 380. Gerard Curry, 369. Kendrick Thompson, 351. Chandler Corley, 350. The man, R.J. Dennard, 343. Ryan Patterson, 300. I mean, you got a team batting average of 324. Coach, that's pretty impressive in the game of baseball, you know, when you can have your team can get hits three out of every 10 at bats. And it's got to be a big factor in this year's season in games.
You know, that's you know, of course, it's like any other team. If you know, you got to be able to hit, score some runs, and our guys have really, during practice time and in games, focused on how to make some adjustments here and there along the way to correct flaws and to help cover up some holes and swings, and just done a tremendous job of that. And like I said earlier, I mean, there's still some that needs to correct it and covered up some. But the main thing is, you know, down the stretch, when you're trying to win the games down the stretch, you know, guys have to, you know, getting better and keep, you know, getting bunts down and making sure we get an out every time a ground ball is hit, or a double play or a bunt plays or whatever. And more times you can do that and eliminate what the other team can do to you, you got a successful chance of winning a ball game, especially if that's swinging the bat a little bit. You know, here that's what we need to start doing down the stretch, is, you know, just focus a little bit more on getting our bunts down on our side of the ball and making sure we're moving runners and hitting situations with run on second. So normally we got to hit the backside to at least move the guy if we can't score him at the same time. And on third, you know, hit that fly ball or hit a ball to the second base for the run. And doing stuff like that, yourself a better opportunity to get involved.
Well, you know, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We got the head coach from Atlantic State, the baseball coach, Calvin Culberson, on the ESPN Radio Boost Mobile Hotline. And let's go to the rubber, which, you know, you being a former big league guy, minor league guy, toeing the rubber. I mean, unbelievable. You guys, I mean, the ratio from strikeouts to walks is really key. And, you know, walks kill you. You got to keep the guys off the base. But you guys have struck out 211 opponents and have only walked 59. I mean, so that's another big plus in the Pirates' back pocket also.
Well, the old adage is pitching and defense wins ball games, and one thing our guys have done is good for our pitchers. If they've thrown the ball over the plate and made the other team, you know, swing the bat, as long as you don't walk guys and give them free bases and hit them, your defense and offense has a chance to win the game for you.
Well, Coach, you got a three-game set with Tuscaloosa today. Give us your outlook and the chance of playing, and we'll let you go and get ready for your ball game.
Well, you know, Tuscaloosa's got a really good ball club. They're hot right now. They've won their last, you know, six or eight games in a row, and they swept a series or two, and they beat a conference foe of ours, Lander, the other night in the midweek games. 5-4, so they're going to have a really good club. They're always right there when it comes to postseason time for regionals and all. And Coach Jones up there does a real nice job with his team. Like, hopefully this weather will clear up a little bit where we can get our game in today, and just hopefully our guys can go out and respond and give us an opportunity like they have all year to game.
Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure, and I'm glad you could get up early and come on the radio and talk about Pirate baseball. Keep up the great work almost halfway through the season, and you guys are on a roll, and keep up the great work. And good luck today, and like the great Ernie Banks says, I hope you get 2-1 today there, buddy.
I sure do, too, Coach Mossy. And when we get back to town, actually, we play Wednesday, March 18th at home at 2 o'clock, so I would love to see everyone out at the ballpark at 2 o'clock on Wednesday to watch us play.
You got that right, Coach, and I'll make sure I promote it. And once again, best of luck today, and I'll catch you during the week.
Thank you so much, Coach.
And that's Coach Calvin Culberson, the head baseball coach at Armstrong State University. They're off to a great run. I mean, they're 16-3. They're 9-2 in Peach Belt Conference play, and they're up at Tuscaloosa today for a three-game set if they get in and weather allows them. But let's turn the hat. Let's get a little Irish here. We're going to turn the hat and go a little rugby style. And once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Coming up next, the assistant tournament director for the Savannah Shamrocks, Steve Keller. You're listening to Carl DeMasi right here on Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM.
And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you can join me for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And it's the weekend before St. Paddy's Day, and once again, top of the morning to everybody. And what combination do you expect in Savannah, Georgia when you have St. Patrick's Day? You have the St. Patrick's Rugby Tournament put on by the Savannah Shamrocks, and it's live. It started in Daffin Park, and we're going to have a live report from Daffin Park, and this man is joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Boost Mobile Hotline. Remember, get Boost Mobile and be heard, and that's the tournament coordinator, Steve Keller. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, it's Saturday morning. It's St. Paddy's weekend. I'm talking Savannah Shamrock Rugby Tournament style with the man himself that put this together with, John Schoenberg?
Schoenberg.
So, once again, this has been going on strong since 1978. So, Steve, tell everybody how you got involved in rugby and what this tournament means to you.
Oh, well, I got involved when I was 16 in Florida with the Brevard Old Red Eyes. And they're up here today playing in the over 45 club. But once I got into it, I just never looked back.
Never looked back, then wound up staying in Savannah, Georgia, eh?
Yeah. Yep, I ended up here and got hooked up with the Shamrocks. It was already an established club, and it was all I needed to have a good club, and I stayed right with it.
I mean, this tournament's been going on since 1978. The last 15 years, you guys have been donating money to different charities. It's just something special about this tournament and how it goes hand-in-hand with St. Paddy's Day. What does this mean to you and the Shamrocks about this tournament and right before St. Paddy's Day?
Well, it's a great social event, and rugby's a great social game. So, they kind of go good hand-in-hand. Everybody has a good time, plays a good hard game, but then they just like on a rugby pitch, afterwards you go, you have a drink, you pat each other on the back and appreciate the day and the game. So it's very similar to St. Patrick's Day. Everybody goes down, watches the parade, has a great day, enjoys themselves, and just appreciates everything that's going on.
Well, you guys always bring in a lot of the top rugby programs here to Savannah, Georgia for this. You bring in a lot of revenue for Savannah, Georgia because of this tournament. Tell us how many teams you got this year and what are the teams looking at? And I know the Shamrocks are both playing right now. They started at 9 o'clock this morning, right?
Right. The women and the men are both playing right now. The men are trailing Air Force right now, but it looks like they're threatening. They're up inside their 22 of Air Force. And the women were trailing at half, but they just scored and cut it 3 points. So I haven't been back down there, but they're both having a tough game against really high-level clubs. So they're both stepping up a notch.
And how many teams are in Savannah for this tournament this year?
Well, we're a little bit low this year. We've only got 64, but we still have all the groups represented, men's 1, 2, and 3 divisions, women's division, women's college, men's college, and then we also have an over 35 group and an over 45 group.
Well, I'm a local guy here in Savannah, Georgia. I'm a tourist. If I want to go watch these tournaments, where are they located? Does it cost to get in? Give the people the specifics.
Excuse me?
I said, once again, I'm a local guy here, or I'm a tourist coming into Savannah for the St. Paddy's Day Parade. Where can I go watch the tournament? Any cost to get in?
Nope, it's free to the public. It's open here in Daffin Park. We just ask that you support our food and beer vendors and our rugby supplier as you come in. We're going to be going to this evening until the last kickoff should be at 4 o'clock, so the matches should end around 5, and then tomorrow morning we'll start again around 8:30 with the grand final, which is the top-tier teams playing for the grand championship, will be about 2 o'clock, and it'll be the only game going. All the other matches will be finished then.
Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I got the tournament coordinator for the Savannah Shamrocks St. Paddy's Day Rugby Tournament, 37 years strong. I'm talking to Steve Keller. As far as today goes, you'll be going on all day. Now, all the games at Daffin Park, or are they at Forsyth Park? Where can we go watch them?
No, they're all at Daffin Park. We have one of the largest single-venue tournaments left in the country.
Wow, so all the games are held at Daffin Park, Optimus Field, so get out there and watch it. Anything else you want to let the public know about this great tradition that we have here in Savannah, Georgia?
No, we just like to keep it going. The teams are doing well. Both the men and the women are getting stronger every year, and anybody would be interested in playing or, supporting the club in any way, they can check our website at Rugby Savannah and, find out where we are and what we're doing and come on out.
You can also find it on Facebook, too, right there, Steve?
That's right. They do run a Facebook page. I haven't quite figured that one out yet.
You and me both. You and me both. Quickly, are you going to be playing or are you just running the whole tournament?
No, I quit playing 10 years ago and quit reffing last year. Now this year is just running the tournament, and that seems to be plenty for me to do.
So less pain, less headaches, and then, being a ref, and then, of course, just coordinating everything, right?
Yes, sir.
Steve, I appreciate you coming on. Once again, I'm talking to Steve Keller, the tournament coordinator for the Savannah Shamrock St. Paddy's Day Rugby Tournament, 65 teams strong. Just get out to Daffin Park, see who you want. Appreciate it, and like you guys always say, go Shamrocks.
All right, thank you.
And that's Steve Keller, the tournament coordinator for the Savannah St. Patrick's Day Rugby Tournament, 64 teams strong, 37 years in existence. The last 15 years, they've been giving charities, donating money back to charities in the local area. I mean, what more do you want? This is a Savannah tradition. It brings in a lot of money. And I know we're all into American football, but, this is where it all started. It started with rugby, and it's a pretty neat game to watch. And like I said yesterday, or like I've always said, it's very physical. It's not of these bone tackling hits that we see in the NFL or in college football. But once again, it started in 1978 by Tom Nelson and Carl Shoemaker, and it's been strong here every year since. And it's a big part of us at Paddy's Day weekend. So get out to Daffin Park and catch the 37th annual Savannah St. Patrick's Day rugby tournament hosted by the Savannah Shamrocks. Well, next up, we're going to talk a little golf. And we'll talk a little UGA basketball with no bigger dog fan than I know, the columnist Stephen Elmo Weeks. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and I'm glad you could join me for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm live in the Savannah Mall. People out here exercising. Little kids over here, give me the thumbs up. They see the big mannequin in the window, I guess, here talking live. But once again, always fun to get this guy on the radio because he knows his stuff. He knows his golf. He knows everything about sports. And he's just like me. He's a sports fanatic. And now joining us on the ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, Boost Mobile Hotline. Remember, get Boost Mobile and be heard is the columnist himself, Stephen Elmo Weeks. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, it's Saturday morning, and I told you, I didn't tell you, I was hoping that we're going to have some dogs on Saturday afternoon. Well, we get to that later, but you did a great article last week about David Faraday coming here, and I didn't know about David Faraday. I know it was the Irish guy with the accent on CBS Sports, but I didn't know he was a golfer now. I don't know what you want to call him, but you know more about David Faraday. You got to meet him. I mean, it's got to be pretty special when you can meet somebody that broadcasts golf and works for the Golf Channel.
Yeah, for people who don't know who David Faraday is, he's a Northern Irishman. He played on the he's actually a really good professional golfer. He won three times on the PGA European Tour. He played on the 1991 Ryder Cup for the European side. And then he got into golf commentating. He had substance abuse problems, and he needed to change his life. And he's been a big advocate for against alcoholism and drug abuse. And he's also been just a breath of fresh air on the PGA Tour for CBS for about 20 years. And then a few years ago, the Golf Channel gave him his own show. So he does a show called Faraday, and then he just interviews people. It's like a talk show. And then last year he started doing this one-man stand-up routine, and he's coming to Savannah April 17th at the Johnny Mercer Theater. And I'll tell you, if you love golf, you're going to love this guy. But if you like good entertainment, smart, clever, insightful commentary, he talks about a little bit of everything, and he's got a really unique perspective on the world. He's seen the inside of the PGA Tour, but he's also seen the inside of a bottle, if you know what I mean. And so he talks a lot about recovery and second chances and never giving up and things like that. So I talked to him for about 20 minutes 2 weeks ago, and I'll tell you, I got more out of that 20 minutes than I get out of 5 hours with most people. He's just a really charming, engaging, bright, witty guy, and I think it'd be well worth the price for tickets to hear what he has to say.
Well, I know who he is now just by you saying it's the Irish accent. And at first I'm saying, you know, so this is the guy at the end that comes out there and interviews the golfers after they win. And he seems like a great guy. And I think Savannah, Georgia will wrap their arms around this guy because it seems like he's pretty interesting.
He is. And he's got to tell you, you know, if you're a golf fan, he has a really, really good, close, intimate relationship with Tiger Woods. Talks about Tiger a lot. He's very close to Tiger. He has a lot of interesting things to say about Tiger, including the fact that, you know, what's happening to Tiger, the media and the public has to take a little bit of responsibility for burning Tiger out. He's been under constant scrutiny for 20 years, and he's treated differently than other players. And Faraday feels very strongly about the way that Tiger's been treated and the way that Tiger's been handled and all of those things. So, that, to me, that was fascinating to hear Faraday talk about his relationship with Tiger and the man that he knows compared to the man that we see and the cursing on the golf course and the cheating on his wife and all these other things, Verity paints a totally different picture of him. He says he's generous and kind-hearted and compassionate and all these other things. So, you know, that right there is probably worth the price of admission just to hear him talk about the real Tiger Woods.
Well, you know, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. Joining me on the Boost Mobile Hotline right now is the columnist Stephen Elmo Weeks, and he's telling us about David Faraday coming to Savannah April 17th. And but you know, that's Steve. You've been following sports as much as I do, but that's our society now. With all this social media, you can't look the wrong way without someone tweeting it or posting it somewhere and making you look bad.
I agree. I think, and that's something Faraday talks about a lot, is the lack of privacy, the lack of a real personal life for athletes. And I think it's a problem. I mean, I appreciate social media. It makes my job easier. It helps me get my columns out to people. But at the same time, you know, it's a little bit unnerving that everybody knows everything about everybody all the time. It's a little weird, and for public people like Tiger and other celebrity athletes, you know, professional athletes, that it does add a different element to it. Certainly, you know, they're compensated well for what they do, and they live a life that most of us can't imagine. But at the same time, there's a price to pay. You don't do anything that people won't know about. Everywhere you go, every day, no matter where you are, everyone's going to know what you're doing.
Well, I'm looking forward to Mr. Faraday coming to the city of Savannah, to the state of Georgia. It's going to be exciting. Now, Steve, you got to turn on your put your hat on, that black and red hat that you always wear, because you're one of the biggest Bulldog fans I know. Whether it's football, basketball, baseball, track and field, I'm telling you right now, I'm enjoying watching this basketball team this year. And like I told you before, we had this conversation. They remind me of Charlie Brown and Lucy. Every time Charlie Brown goes to kick the ball, Lucy pulls it out from under us. And Georgia has done that all year long. But right now, I think we got something special going on right here.
Yeah, you know, I've got a little bit of a love-hate with this basketball team. I love the fact that they're winning. I kind of hate the way they play. But at the same time, they've shown a lot of guts. They, once again last night, showed a tremendous amount of guts and heart to beat South Carolina in a very, very late game that ended after midnight. You know, more injuries last night. Charles Mann got banged up. And, of course, Kenny Gaines, probably the best player on the team, has been banged up. He's got a foot injury. And somehow they found a way to make baskets. Last night the hero was Yante Maitin, a freshman who was the Gatorade Michigan Player of the Year last year in high school. And he's been a pretty solid addition to the team this year, and he's one of the reasons we were able to win last night. He scored six straight points at the end of the game. You know, Carl, I've said it all year. I don't understand how this team wins. I don't understand how they score baskets. I don't understand the chemistry of this team, but it's working. You know, extremely difficult game today with probably the second most athletic team in the SEC in Arkansas. Dogs are going to have their hands full today, Carl.
I agree with you 100%, but, you know, here's another thing I wanted to ask you, and we got about 4 minutes here to go. Why doesn't Mike Fox get some respect like Mark Richt does with the football program? I find that when you have an outstanding football program, the basketball program always takes back seat.
Well, you know, Georgia has never really had a particularly good basketball program. Hugh Durham had some success there in the early 80s. Stuck around for a long time, but for whatever reason, you know, Georgia has very rarely been any good at basketball, and the fan base doesn't really care about basketball for the University of Georgia. That being said, there's been unreasonably high expectations for Mark Fox. If you watch this basketball team, there's literally no talent on the team, Carl. None of these guys will play in the NBA, I don't think. I mean, I don't see a kid on that floor that's going to make a living playing basketball. And yet somehow they've got 21 wins. They're going to go to the NCAA tournament. They're in the semifinals of the SEC tournament. What that says to me is you found a coach who can take the kind of talent you're able to get at the University of Georgia and be competitive, which is something that very, very few coaches have done. In fact, there's only been a handful of 20-win seasons at the University of Georgia in basketball and men's basketball, and he's now got two of them. So and he's got them in back-to-back years. I think what Fox has done is absolutely remarkable. You know, he gets a lot of criticism for not bringing in better players in terms of recruiting, because there is a lot of talent in Atlanta. But I got news for people. Those kids don't want to come to Georgia. They don't want to play in front of 800 people in Stegman Coliseum. They want to go play for Duke and Kentucky and North Carolina and teams that have the kind of support that we have in football. So I think what Fox has done is nothing short of outstanding. I mean, I think he should be considered heavily for Coach of the Year in the SEC. And when we get to the tournament, if they win a couple of games, I think Mark Spock should be considered for National Coach of the Year.
All right, you got a minute 30 here. We got a lot of upsets going on. We got a lot of higher-ranked teams getting knocked off. Notre Dame beating Duke and North Carolina knocking off Virginia yesterday. It looks like it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a crazy March Madness year in 2015.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my primary focus today will be on that Arkansas-Georgia game. I think Georgia will have to play just an exceptional basketball game to be competitive with Arkansas. Arkansas has gotten better and better as the year has gone on. They're very confident, very, very athletic. I'd like to say Georgia will stay close. My heart tells me the Dogs will find a way to keep it close. My brain tells me that Arkansas could end up winning by 15 to 20 points. We're just the Georgia team is so banged up right now, and they played late, now they're going to turn around and play early, and I don't know. It doesn't set up well. This team has been overachieving and surprising people all year. They don't look pretty.
No, they don't.
They don't look pretty. It's not aesthetically pleasing. It's not something that Bobby Knight would endorse in terms of how we play offense. Somehow they get the ball in the basket to stop the other guy from scoring. So hopefully the Dogs will find another unorthodox avenue to victory today.
Well, Stephen, that's a quick 10 minutes, 11 minutes always with you. I appreciate you coming on. Give us your insight about, you know, what's going on here in the golf and local and, of course, Georgia sports. Keep up the great work, and I'll talk to you during the week.
All right, man. Go Dogs.
You got it. That's Stephen Elmo Weeks, the columnist from the Savannah Morning News. Does a great job giving us insight on what's going on here in local golf. And, of course, he is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Bulldog fan I know. And that's today at 3 o'clock. The Georgia Bulldogs taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks for a chance to be in the SEC championship, which will probably be against Kentucky. And I don't know if they could pull this one out, so it's going to be really exciting. Got to thank my guest in the first hour, of course, live from Tusculum College up in Tennessee, Armstrong State baseball coach, head coach Calvin Culberson, Armstrong State baseball program off to a great start, 9-2 in Peach Belt Conference. Then, of course, the assistant or the tournament director for the Savannah Shamrocks 37th Annual Rugby Tournament, Steve Keller, out there in Daffin Park. Remember, get out there and watch it. And, of course, Stephen Elmo Weeks giving us insight on what happens with local sports as far as golf and, of course, the UGA Bulldog Sports Athletics Program. We'll be right back with hour number two. You're listening to Call the Monster Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. See you in about 4 minutes.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to hour number two of the Call DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. And remember, this is brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics. Used to be the Southeastern Orthopedic Center. Now it's Optimal Orthopedics at 210 Eastern Avenue right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. And remember, Optimal Orthopedics is doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. Well, it's Saturday morning. Hour number two is already here. Hour number one always flies by, and if you missed hour number one, we talked to Calvin Culberson, the head baseball coach at Armstrong State. They're off to a 9-2 start in the Peach Belt Conference. They're almost halfway through the season. They're highly ranked in the NCAA Division II baseball rankings, college baseball rankings, the coaches' rankings. So big things happen over there on the diamond at Armstrong State University. And then we talked a little of what else could you not talk about? It's St. Paddy Day's weekend here in Savannah, Georgia. You got to talk about the 37th annual Savannah St. Paddy's rugby tournament put on by the Savannah Shamrocks. Steve Keller, the tournament coordinator, coming on telling us what's going on. The Savannah Shamrocks are playing right now. I know the men's team was playing against two-time champion the Air Force. Air Force Academy, or the Air Force, brings down three or four teams, and this is how they select their national team, by the teams coming down here and playing in the Savannah rugby tournament. And then, of course, the ladies were playing also this morning. Julie Boggs, Julie Midget now, a good friend of mine, Matt Midget, the president of the Savannah Shamrocks. He's still playing, so they're highly involved in it. So get out to Daffin Park, catch a little rugby. Okay, hour number two, great lineup. Once again, I'm going to go over the local scores, local sports, local news, and then we'll get into quarter number two with the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I'm telling you, if you didn't get a chance to watch this game last week, if you didn't get a chance to get online and watch the highlight of what Eric Johnson does to win or help win or be part of that winning championship team, the H.V. Jenkins 3A class state championship, Georgia High School state championship team. I mean, he's 5 seconds to go. I mean, this is what every kid dreams of. And I know Coach Picari, Brian, probably drew this up on his little whiteboard. I mean, give the ball to Eric Johnson. He goes to the hole, fakes like he's going to kick it out to the corner, brings it back in, scores the winning basket, and the H.V. Jenkins Warriors are now the Georgia High School State Association 3A classification state championship basketball state championships. Great. I mean, I'm so excited about it. I'm getting tongue-tied here talking about it. But, hey, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Eric Johnson. We're going to talk about the game. We're going to talk about how he got involved in basketball and what it meant to him and his teammates about winning the state championship. And then right after that, in the third quarter, hey, we'll bring back a man who's won a state champion as a player, now has won a state championship as a coach, and that's H.V. Jenkins head coach Bakari Bryant, and then we'll close out this show. Like I said, there's something special, though, I got to talk about that's going on before I get into highlighting the news and the scores and all that other stuff. Tim Adams, once again, H.V. Jenkins High School, came up with an idea on how he can help raise money for curing pediatric cancer. Okay, and he came up with a great idea, and it's probably the first time we're ever going to have this in Savannah, Georgia. He came up with the Coaches for Curing Cancer Football Clinic. I mean, it's such a great idea. This May, the first ever Coaches for Curing Cancer Football Clinic will be held in downtown Savannah at the Embassy Suites on May 15th and May 16th. Tim and his team of volunteers are putting together the finishing touches on the event, which will feature two parts. The first part of the event is the two-day football clinic featuring some of the top high school and college coaches in the Southeast. We got Georgia Southern head coach Willie Fritz, Savannah State's Ernest Wilson, Georgia Tech's Mike Seawalk, Stetson's Brian Young will headline the clinic. That's the football clinic. High school coaches that are going to talk, Colquitt County's famous Rush Propist. He's the guy that was from that show that was on TV, the reality show with the team out of, I think, Hoover, Alabama. Well, now he's the head coach at Colquitt County. Ware County's Franklin Stevens, Benedictine's state champion Benedictine head coach Danny Britt, another former state champion Savannah Christian's Donald Chumley. They'll speak on sessions, and it's going to be really good. We also got Dr. Nicholas Murray, an assistant professor and director of concussion research at Georgia Southern University. He'll speak at the event. So the clinic is ideal for all football coaches, all youth football coaches, all youth leagues, and it's only $50. And what's so special about this clinic, all the proceeds are being donated back to pediatric cancer. It's not going in H.V. Jenkins football program. It's not going into the Savannah Chatham County Public Schools athletic program. It's going back to do research for cancer, okay? And, you know, we talk about the Jimmy V Foundation, great job that ESPN does with this. Well, Tim Adams, my hat's off to you, doing a great job. And we'll have Tim Adams on next week for, I think, one or two sessions talking about this clinic. And remember, it's Coaches for Curing Classic Football Clinic. And if you want more information, please, we need volunteers. We need sponsors. We need sponsors. Even the guest speakers are not getting paid. Okay? So we need sponsors. So if you go to coachesforcuringcancer.org, coaches, C-O-A-C-H-E-S, for F-O-R, curingcancer.org, find out what the sponsorships are, find out how you can get involved. You don't have to be a football coach. You don't have to be a football fanatic. But I'm telling you right now, I'm going to say this right now, the guest speaker for the banquet, part two is a banquet Saturday night, okay? It's going to be a special dinner. And this man is coming to talk about football, his life in football, but most importantly, he just lost his six-year-old son to a brain tumor. And if you don't know about this guy, you don't follow Georgia football, because this guy is one of the nicest guys that you'll ever want to meet. And he's not getting paid to do this. He's coming here to help raise awareness about pediatric cancer, and that's Adrian Peterson. Yes, Adrian Peterson, Georgia Southern, all world. I mean, unbelievable what he did at Georgia Southern. Went on and played for the Chicago Bears, the Bears. And, you know, he just lost his son, AJ, to cancer. So, I mean, that's something special. He's giving back. The tickets for the dinner are $110. Coaches and clinic guests who wish to take part in the clinic and dinner, the cost is $145. So instead of paying $50 for the clinic and $110, you're paying $145. Remember, we need sponsors. We need table sponsors. You can get 10 seats for $1,000. So you're saving money that way. I mean, so please go to Cancer for Cure, for Cancer Coaches for CuringCancer.org and help us out with this great cause. Tim Adams, you're doing a great job here, buddy. I agree with what you're doing, and we'll talk about more about it next week. Quickly, scoreboard, the Hawks. Atlanta Hawks are 51-14. They won last night against the Phoenix Suns, 96-87. Looked like they were going to lose their second consecutive game. But in the fourth quarter, they were on fire. Paul Millsaps drains 5 3-pointers in the final 6:38. 6 minutes 38 to go in the game for the Hawks to win. They're on their West Coast trip. They take on the Lakers without Kobe tomorrow night. The Braves, of course, were in spring training. Split squad yesterday. They lost to the Mets and Detroit Tigers. They take on Houston tonight. College baseball. Armstrong State at Tusculum. Women's tennis, number one in Division II at Armstrong State. And the men are at Western New Mexico Invitational in San Diego. Sorry, they play Western New Mexico in San Diego, California today. Over at Savannah State, we got baseball going on. They take on North Carolina Central at 1 o'clock, doubleheader if weather permits. The women's tennis team is up in Florence, South Carolina. They take on North Carolina A&T and Norfolk State tomorrow. And the women's basketball team from Savannah State, the Lady Tigers, play for the MEAC Basketball Championship today at 3 o'clock. I mean, Coach Baker's doing a great job. They won last night 62-59. Statesboro standout, Shaniqua Bowie, was the big player. I mean, a lot of local girls. They play at 3 o'clock today against Maryland Eastern Shore, the eighth-seeded team. So, once again, good luck to the Lady Tigers. SCAD, men's lacrosse is at Kennesaw State, the number one lacrosse program for women in NAIA. The SCAD Lady Bees, they take on Florida Institute of Technology today. I know I'm going quick. So we got so much going on, and we have the high school score. But don't forget, we have the Get Your Rear in Gear race today, Fleet Feet. Savannah.com hosting it. It's in memory of Mike Manhattan, the great WTOC newscaster that was taken too early from us due to colon cancer. So it's been a year now. So that's going on today. And, of course, the Savannah Shamrocks 37th annual rugby tournament going on in Daffin Park. And it's only at Daffin Park, and it's free. Once again, this show cannot happen without my sponsor, Optum Orthopedics, with 25 of the finest, best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region, a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, X-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy, any type of therapy you may need after you have orthopedic surgery, or you've gotten injured and you need orthopedic treatment. Well, It's all in one convenient location. Optimal Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. They're doctor-led and patient-focused. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.optimhealth.com. And they do a great job. And once again, they're a big supporter. They're also involved in what's going on in Daffin Park today. They're the athletic trainers for the Savannah Shamrock. Savannah, 37th annual Savannah Rugby St. Paddy's Day tournament. Get out there. Optimal Orthopedics out there helping those players out. Next up, we'll talk a little H.V. Jenkins championship basketball with our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, H.V. Jenkins point guard, basketball player Eric Johnson. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report presented to you by Optimal Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG. Don't forget, you can hear us on ESPNCoastal.com. You can hear us on your smartphone at ESPN Radio app. Download it. Go to Savannah HiltonHead. And, of course, on TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio. Radio, phone app, WSEG, Sports Talk, Savannah. We'll be right back.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. And don't forget, you can listen to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report online at ESPNCoastal.com. You can also find all your information at ESPNCoastal.com about what's going on here in the coastal area as far as sports go. Then you can get it on your smartphone at the ESPN Radio app and just go to Savannah Hilton Head, of course, on WSEG, and of course on TuneIn Radio at WSEG. I'm Carl DeMasi. It's a little rainy Saturday out there in Savannah, Georgia. It's St. Paddy's Day weekend, but once again, we do this every week, and we bring on the good kids, the kids that have done something special. And I'm telling you right now, this young man has done something that every high school or every young man dreams about, okay, when they play high school basketball, and that's to win a state championship. And this young man helped Jenkins bring back the first state championship to Jenkins High School, the first major sport championship. Okay, we're talking football, basketball, baseball. They did win a golf championship, as far as I know, in 1969, a state golf championship. But once again, the round ball is king here in Savannah, Georgia. And the skinny on this guy, I mean, 5 seconds to go, the coach gives him the ball and tells him, run the show. He drives the lane to the left, fakes to the corner, doesn't dish it, he keeps it, doesn't pass it in, you know, layman's term, goes to the hole, hits the winning basket. I mean, on the season, he was the point guard. He's a 3-year starter at Jenkins High School. He averaged almost 10 points a game, and for a point guard to average 2 rebounds a game, pretty special, almost 3. 5 assists a game with 3 steals, and of course, only 2 turnovers a game. So you're talking a great ratio as far as assists to turnovers, something that every high school coach dreams about. Plays tenacious defense. I can tell you firsthand, he was very annoying when we had to play him for Islands High School. But once again, I think anybody who had to play Jenkins High School found out that their defense was very tenacious. But once again, joining us in the brand new ESPN Radio Savannah studio in the Savannah Mall is this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This year, a state basketball champion, senior basketball player from H.V. Jenkins Warrior, Eric Johnson. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Get that mic close so I can hear you.
Good morning.
A little louder.
Good morning.
There you go. Unbelievable season, unbelievable career. I mean, you've probably been playing basketball your whole life. Tell everybody how you got started playing basketball before we talk about this year's season.
When I was young, where we grew up at, my mom, she gave me a basketball. She tied my hand up behind my back, and she just told me to start dribbling, and that's when it just started clicking. Yeah, I love the game of basketball.
Well, I mean, it's been a big part of your life, and, you know, mom gets you into basketball. What do you like most about the sport? I know, of course, winning everything, winning games is really important, but what do you like most about the sport? What do you appreciate? Is it, playing defense, playing offense, being the point guard, being the leader? What does Eric Johnson like about the game of basketball?
I love being the leader on the floor, controlling the game. It's just the excitement that catches my my attention every time I step on the floor.
Now, you know, you scored almost 10 points a game. You had almost 5 assists the game. What part of the sport do you like, playing defense or playing offense?
I love playing defense. Defense turned into offense. So, I mean.
You've been hanging out with Coach Bryant Dale, right? Your best offense is your defense, eh?
Yes.
So what do you do to make yourself a better defensive player? You know, how do you – does he put you on the best player or put you on the point guard? What makes Eric Johnson a better defensive player?
Well, I take the challenge in guarding the best player on the court at the time. So I just tell Coach, just put me on the best player and I'll make him happy.
Now, when someone scores on you, how do you feel?
I feel bad. I feel like I give up on my team.
It ain't going to happen again, right?
Yeah, it won't happen no
it
more.
It won't happen no more. Now, as far as, you know, four-year player at H.V. Jenkins High School, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to Eric Johnson, the point guard from the state champion basketball team, H.V. Jenkins High School. And we're talking about basketball and, you know, what's going on with basketball for them. But, you know, what routine did you use to make yourself a better basketball player, a better defensive player? What made Eric Johnson the basketball player he is? What routine did you use?
Defensive drill, lift weights, and a lot of running. Get my legs strong.
Any AAU basketball, anything like that?
Yeah, I played with South Georgia Kings in Hinesville.
So tell us about AAU basketball compared to high school basketball. I mean, does that, when you play year-round, does that make you a better basketball for the high school season?
Yeah, I mean, AAU basketball, it's just more freelance. When you play in high school, it's more buckle down defense.
Do you say it's more freelance?
Yeah.
Oh, it's more just go out there and run and gun and see what you can do. And, you know, college coaches or coaches come around and see you and you hope you get, you know, a scene, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's definitely, if you play year-round, you're going to be a better player. Now, do you have time to play any other sports at Jenkins?
Yes, I'd be having time to play football, baseball, run track, whatever. But I would just like work on my game for basketball.
Okay. Did you play football this year, baseball?
I played football. I'm really thinking about playing baseball this year.
Okay. What about football? What position did you play in football?
Played cornerback.
Oh, so they stuck you out on the corner. You're on the island by yourself, just like the point guard. You got to make things happen, eh?
Yes.
So, you know, let's throw the sports out. Do you have time to do anything else? You go hang out with your friends, music. What do you do when you're not playing sports?
Well, I hang out with my brothers. I mean, we go to each other's house, play 2K. Lay down, watch movies.
So hanging out with your friends, having a good time.
Yes.
Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This week's Athlete of the Week is H.V. Jenkins point guard, state champion Eric Johnson. Okay, and now, as far as this year goes, what was the team goal? Did you guys expect to be here? Did you guys expect to win the championship or was just to make the playoffs?
Our first goal was to win the state championship. We won a region championship last year, fell short, Final Four. I mean, we came harder this year, had more focus as senior leaders. We came together, told each other we was going to win the championship at the beginning, and that's what we did.
So, no way. The team goal was to win the championship.
Yes, sir.
Wow, and they came through it in big time. And, you know, talk about your brothers on the team. Talk about what makes this team so special, what makes this team good enough to click to win a state championship?
Our bond, really. I mean, in the summer, all we did was hang together as a whole team, as a one unit, we hang together. Malik Ben Levy, coming from off injury, as a coach, he was a coach teaching us what we need to do to get better when he was injured. He came back as a teammate and showed us things to get over the hump. I mean, as well as Jamari Bryant stepping up, being a leader, taking on a defensive effort for me, so I could be more reliable on offense. That just was great. And super sophomore Trevion Lamar, he's stepping up as a sophomore. He'll be there next year. So just give him the ball. He really is a grown man.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I can vouch for that. He is a grown man. You know, you got to worry about Eric Johnson and Malik Ben leaving, and you got this guy Trevion Lamar coming in from the offside. And someone told me, and you're going to laugh at this. I want you to hear this, and I know Coach is listening. They told me, don't worry about Malik Ben Levy. Don't worry about Eric Johnson. Worry about Trevion. So you could see him being in a force in the future, right?
Yeah, he's going to be all American.
All right, so, you know, tell us now about your coach, Bakari Bryant. He is a guy that played at Savannah High, won a state championship as a player, and now he takes over for Coach Greg Oliver. And once again, just like Tim Jordan, passed away too early on us of cancer, just like Ron Love did. Tell us about Bakari Bryant and what he means to you guys as a coach and as a person.
Coach Bryant is like a father to all of us. I mean, He plays with us at times, but most of the time he be serious. And that just brings us closer, that we can have a coach that we can play with as a father and a brother and as a mentor. I mean, Coach Bryant, he's a wonderful coach. And I had a great 4 years playing for Coach Bakari Bryant. I mean, he really is everything that we needed as a coach to win the state championship.
Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to H.V. Jenkins, point guard, state champion, Eric Johnson. Well, Eric, we've got to wrap this up. Any future plans? Plan on going to college? What's going on in the future for you? What do you want to be?
I want to continue my playing basketball on this college level. I mean, I'm not a above-the-rim player. I'm more of a control and the floor type player, more like a Chris Paul of the Clippers. I feel as I can defend any player who steps in front of me. College coaches mainly look for guards who play above the rim. I feel as I don't play above the rim, but I can control everything on the floor. And my IQ for the game separates me from players in this game today. I study the game day in and day out.
No, I wish you the best of luck. And like I said, okay, let's wrap this up. This last question, I've been waiting to ask you this. 5 seconds to go to game, tie ball game, hands in Eric Johnson's hands. What did Coach tell you at the timeout? What were you going to do when you got that ball?
Told him I missed a couple free throws early in the game.
Yeah, okay, well, let's go back here. Once again, Carl DeMasi, I'm talking to Eric Johnson. Tell the people how much pressure there is when you go to the foul line and you got everybody looking at you and you're playing for a state championship.
It's just so much pressure. If you miss free throws, you look back at your teammates, they're shaking their heads. But my teammates, they told me to just do better. And I mean, you got to have ice and water in your veins when you step to the free throw line like that in the state championship. And the game relying on you.
So now you got the ball now. There's, you know, like I said, 12 seconds to go. You got the ball. 5 seconds, you start to go to the hole. What was going through your mind?
Drive to the lane. If he stay in my lane, going to the hole, pass it out to Malik. If he don't, continue on with the layup. And he faked like he was gonna cut off my lane. And I faked the pass, and he went with the pass. So I just continue on with my layup.
Dream come true, eh?
Yes.
Something you dream about that you never thought you would be on the end of that story right there, buddy. Well, I'm telling you right, watch it on TV. I jumped off the couch because, you know, even though, you know, when we play each other and, you know, we want to beat each other, we're still from Savannah, Georgia, and you're from our region, and I don't care what anybody says. I was wearing my red and white, red and black that day, too, because, you know what, it meant something special. And believe it or not, I was a Warrior once. That was my first job. 1995, 1997, I was at Jenkins High School. I was the girls' coach, and Larry Burke was the head boys' coach. So there's a little Warrior blood in me, too. So, you know, even though Tim Jordan doesn't want to hear that, there is a little Warrior blood into me because that's the first place where I started. That's where I got my job. But, Eric, great job, great season. Congratulations. Great play. It's on YouTube if you want to go watch it, what he did to win the game or help. And that was part of the help. I know you're not going to say it's not all you that won that game. And just a great drive. And that's why you're this week. Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for March 14th, 2015. Eric Johnson from H.V. Jenkins High School Basketball.
Thank you.
Great job. Just stay here. Let's wrap it up. And then we got to get a picture of you. Okay, like you had too many pictures of you. But remember, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room? If you can, well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic now is located in two locations, right here in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, right between Waters and Habersham, and you'll see the Allstate sign out front, and in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. Dr. Bart Weatherington is a big, big sports fan here in the city of Savannah. He's a fisherman. He's a coach. He'll love sports, and I got to thank him for being part of this show. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we'll talk to the coach, the state basketball champion coach from H.V. Jenkins High School, Bakari Bryant, also a kid from Savannah, Georgia, too. He'll tell you, though, you know, he is a Blue Jacket, but Warriors pay you bills. So once again, stay tuned. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, presented to you by Optimal Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
To the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM WSEG. And we're talking championship basketball. And, of course, we got to talk to the state champion basketball coach himself. Once again, this team went 29-3, 11-0, well, 10-0 in region. I don't know why they got 11-0 because we only played 10 region games. But he's been at Jenkins High School for 4 years now, assistant under Tim Jordan, player for Tim Jordan. It's ironic that he comes into the same situation that Coach Jordan did many years ago. Coach Jordan, if you listen, you're the elder statesman, not me, buddy. And once again, just a great story this year. And H.V. Jenkins winning their first ever high school basketball state basketball championship. I also did find out that they did win a state championship in 1969 in golf. I don't know if you knew that, Coach. But now joining us live in the new ESPN Radio Savannah studio in the Savannah Mall on the first level, right to the right of Bass Pro Shop, Jenkins, Savannah boy himself. First, we got to say he's a Savannah High Blue Jacket, but I think he's a little more of a Warrior right now. And that's, of course, Bakari Bryant. Good morning, Bakari.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know what? You know, like I told Eric Johnson, who was our athlete of the week, I mean, just proud to be part of Savannah, being part of Savannah basketball. And whenever you guys, you know, and it's a dream of mine, you know, I'm building a young program to get where you are at now. I mean, it's just, you feel part of it. You know, I know everybody say, well, Coach, you know, he blew you off the court. You know what? Whether he blew me off the court or not, to be the best, you got to beat the best. And Jenkins High School now is one of the best basketball programs. And believe it or not, it's always been one of the better programs here in Savannah, Georgia. But it's never got the accolades because they've never won a big championship. I mean, I coached with Larry Burke in the middle 90s when you were coming up in the high school. And that man went to Savannah High. That man won a state basketball championship, coaching and playing there.
Right.
I mean, it's just special when someone in the city can win something.
It is, Carl. You know, basketball, I mean, Savannah, you know, is rich with the game of basketball. And, you know, we get overlooked a lot in the state of Georgia, you know, when it comes to basketball in this area. But, you know, we just want to let it be known that, you know, basketball is here in Savannah, and, you know, the guys did a great job just playing it, you know, this past Saturday. So, you know, again, you know, you can overlook Savannah all you want, but, you know, you need to know that there is basketball here in Savannah.
Well, I said Dennis Knight, I had Dennis Knight on last week, the Savannah Morning News sports reporter that covers a lot of high school sports. He is the prep beat sports reporter, I say. And I said to him, I said, you know, Dennis and Frank Silkowski, the big guy from WJCL, state championships come through Savannah, because you got to beat a Savannah school to win the state championship, or the Savannah school is going to win the state championship. And people don't realize that, like you said, throughout the state.
Right. I mean, and you know, in certain situations, you have to go out there and prove it. You know, like I said, you can beat a team on paper, but, you know, it does you no good if you can't go out there and show that you're the best team on paper, you know, on paper. So, you know, we rather just, you know, stop talking and let our actions speak for our words, you know.
I agree with you.
So in this case here, you know, that was the situation here. You know, you know, we haven't had that respect, and I always told the boys throughout the year, you know, you're not going to gain that respect until you beat the top dogs. And Savannah High and Johnson have been one of the top dogs here in the city of Savannah and also in the state of Georgia. So, you know, once we, you know, beat Savannah High, and once we beat Johnson, you know, that's when the guys start getting that recognition. But they wasn't getting that recognition until, you know, we was able to go out here and win the state championship. And that's what the guy did. The guy, you know, that was their motivation, their inspiration to go out and play as hard as they can and execute and, you know, and work together as a team. And, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, once you did what you do and you did what you was taught, and you know, you can ask for more, you know.
Hey, I agree with you 100%. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the championship segment right here with the head basketball coach of the state champion Jenkins Warriors now. He also is a Savannah guy. Grew up in Savannah, played at Savannah High, and won a state championship with Coach Jordan as a player. Did you win one as a coach with him?
No.
He never pulled that off for you, did he?
No, we got to the Final Four as close as I got as a coach.
But, so
tell us, growing up in Savannah, Georgia, playing for Savannah High and winning the state champion. Let's go back, you know, as the kids would say to us, Coach, back in the day, okay. Like we're that old, right? Tell us what it was like winning it as a player that Eric Johnson just experienced.
You know, it was a wonderful experience. At the time, we were in 4A, the highest classification in the state of Georgia. And just being able to win, you know, winning in that, on that stage and on that level in your life as a kid. You know, everybody dream of being a state champion. Majority of players, you know, athletes who play the game of basketball, you know, they dream of being a state champion, because if you're not in it to win it, I don't know what you're in it for, you know. But, you know, it was a wonderful feeling, you know, just being able to be the winner as a player and winning on the highest level in the state of Georgia. And again, you know, our leader at the time was James Ferguson. And, you know, I remember Statesboro was ranked, I think, number one or maybe number two in the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. And Murdoch was like, well, I know if they got Statesboro ranked, we're going to win the state championship. You know, hey, you know, when you speak it, it's to existence, and you know, sometimes majority of the time it comes true. So, and he didn't say that just to be talking. He said that because he knew the kind of kids that he had around him. You know, Murdoch knew the kind of players that he had around him, and Coach Jordan knew the kind of team that he had. And plus, we all played together ever since we was little. You know, from playing with the Lakers, with Coach Bigham, the Youth League Lakers, all the way up to, you know, to playing with Savannah High. You know, so, and you know, like I say, just that team bonding that we had. You know, that brotherhood that we had back then. And we used to always tell the guys how we used to go out together, and we used to, you know, when we about to play big games together, Beach, we used to get together, we used to get, you know, a hotel room, we used to strategize, we used to go over the game plan. You know, Murdoch used to be the head horseman, and he used to sit down and say, well, Carr, you gonna do this, Vernon, you gonna do that, Jerry, you gonna do this. And he used to always break everything down, how we need to do or what we need to do to stop this other opponent. So again, you know, it kind of like a flashback watching these guys play, because this year was the least amount of coaching that I had to do as my 4 years of head coaching. You know, cause I kind of sat back and I became a fan. In some games, I became a fan. Caught myself watching the game, and Coach Heller had to tell me, Coach Ryan, I said, oh, okay, I forgot I'm coaching, you know. But the kids did a wonderful job this year. And like I said, we're having a point guard like Eric Johnson, man.
Reminds you of Murdoch.
It reminds me so much of Murdoch.
James, you know, Ferguson is his name.
Yeah, James Ferguson is his name. So, you know, I was able to, you know, sit back, you know, kick off my shoes, you know, not exactly, but you know what I mean. But and let him just take care of the game, because when you get your kids thinking like a coach, you know, and while they're on the floor, you know, there's no more you can ask for.
Well, you know, the great John Wooden used to say, if I have to coach and teach somebody during a game, I didn't do anything in practice. And I'm telling you right now, when you get a special group like that where you can control them in practice, you tell them what you want and just sit there and watch, it's something special, and that's what you have right there.
Right. It's very special. I mean, like I said again, I mean, it made my job easy. You know, so I see what Coach Jordan talked about when he said Murdoch made his job easy. You know, so, hey, I mean, the guys did a great job. You know, I'm very proud of them. I'm more proud of them than I was for myself when I played, right. You know, as a player, because right. You know, just getting a group of kids to do the things that you did, you know, experience the same feeling that you had as a player, you know, it's unbelievable.
Well, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right now, talking with the head coach of the state champion HV Jenkins Warriors, and that's Savannah guy himself. So he has two rings, one as a player, one as a coach, Bakari Bryant. Now, you know, this team gelled, Bakari, and you watched them grow over the year, and you know. And I told people from day one, and, you know, I know Tim Jordan's a good friend of mine, and UTEP Gordon's a good friend of mine, but I told him this is the best team I played all year. And, you know, being from Islands High School, and we got better this year.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, you could tell that you guys were something special. I mean, we could play with Savannah High, we played with Johnson, but we couldn't play with you guys because you were just at that one step above everybody else. And coming off that great semifinal run last year, just something special. Now, we got to do this quick. We've got about 3-4 minutes left here. Quickly, your coaching staff, unique. Two guys, two ladies, quick. Dennis Knight did a great story on Savannah Morning. Go ahead, throw it out there.
The diversified group, you know. With the young men nowadays, you know, you need the best of both worlds. You need that father figure, you need that brother figure, you need that mother figure, you know. And you know, they laugh at me because I talk about Coachella. You know, Coachella, she's
Coach Lovey.
You know, I always say Coachella have probably forgotten more basketball than I know right now.
I agree with you.
So I consider her to be the grandmother of the group. And she's that old school grandmother that you don't want to go over her house, because if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you know, that discipline is gonna come.
There's someone worse than your mother, yeah, and exactly, that's to meet your grandmother.
Exactly. So she's been the backbone, you know, of our group. And she kept me grounded, you know, and that's what she's there for. Sometimes I kind of feel like I'm a player again, you know, messing around with Coach Heller, because, you know, if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, Coach Heller, all right, Okay. All right. But, you know, and it's been good. And with Coach Candace, you know, another female coach that we have on staff, she's like the mother of the group. And, you know, she's learning the game of basketball. And she and her family's rich with the game of basketball. Because you got Joby Powell that played with yep. played at Savannah, at Jenkins High School.
Jenkins High School. Went to Indiana, right?
Went to Indiana.
Joby Wright, right?
Powell.
Powell. Okay, yeah. I get all the Jobies mixed up.
You got Anthony Lanier and
Lanier.
You know, so you know their family is rich with basketball, and then you also have Yolanda Powell that played at Jenkins and now teaching at Jenkins. So you know their family is rich with basketball, and they also rich with the Jenkins Warrior blood. So you know it just good to have her on staff and just have a familiar face so that alumni can connect with her as well. And you know, and like I say, I'm born and raised here, so every school is my school. I consider you know a step from there across the court. From me,
you got that right.
But I support everybody.
I wasn't born here, but now Savannah's home, man. And you got to love what these kids are doing on the court, in the classroom, and everything else. And you know, I'm going to give you 2 minutes now. Okay. Your kids. You got to talk about your kids. Malik, Eric, come on, Trayvon. You got to talk about your kids. Jamari. I mean, talk about your kids, Coach.
Most definitely. You know, normally, nowadays you have kids. You know, it's you know. You would love for your kids to start with you at the beginning of the year and finish with you at the end of the year, you know, from the 9th to the 12th grade year. But I had 4 seniors that been in the program. That's Dedrick Wahlberg, Jamari Bryant, Eric Johnson, and Malik Ben-Levin. And I told those kids when they came in, I say, by y'all junior and senior year, you guys will be playing for a state championship. And they looked at me like I was crazy. And I say, I'm honest. You guys going to be playing for a state championship by your junior and senior year. We fell short last year as the juniors, but this year, we got the guys to the point where they need to be in the guy. They took over, and they executed and now they're state champions. But you know, those kids learn, man. They learn from the seniors ahead of them. They learn
Rashad Spann.
And I tell the kid, I said, Rashad Spann worked hard in practice. You know, respectable kid, never had a problem with Rashad Spann. Nope. You know, but it's just hard for kids to accept, you know, a new coach, especially on those circumstances.
Yeah.
How it happened. So that year, you know, was a good year. I believe could have been better, but you know, I just had to roll with the punches, you know. Mm-hmm. And nothing personal or anything, you know, it's part of life. Part of life, you know, and it's sad for that situation how things went down.
Right.
But you know, hey, great kid, man, and he will be truly missed. It's just amazing how you know kids can learn from other kids. And you know, like I said, we went through the ups and downs, and they saw the other seniors that have been through the program, and they learned a lot. You
right.
know, they learned what to do and what not to do, and how to be more focused. And that what made this team the way they are this year. You know, they're a whole lot more. It wasn't my doing. We had a little bit to do with it, but it was more so of seeing other kids cry at the end of the year when they felt that they could have did better, but they didn't because right. they didn't put in the extra time. They didn't focus. They wasn't disciplined like they should have been. So you know, the guys were able. To capture all of that and take it and use it as motivation and use it as a way to get better and be successful. So hats off, and also hats off to my coach Jerry Hampton and Troy Smith.
I wish we can go further here, but okay, I'm going to give you an extra minute here. Your wildest dreams. You ever think of being a player, a state champion, and a coach, state champion?
It's kind of surreal. You know, it still hadn't hit me yet. You know, I'm still like It's like another day to me, you know.
Right.
You know, but, you know, the kids, you know, it's for the kids. It's more for the kids, more so than myself. And it's also for the Warrior Nation, you know, more than me. You know, but like I said, because it's been a lot of great kids that came through Jenkins High School.
Yep.
You know, that wasn't able to get the job done. And these kids here were able to get the job done, not just for themselves, but, the whole Warrior Nation, the Jenkins Warrior Nation.
Well, Bakari, you know, we coach against each other, but when we're off the court, we love talking kids, love talking sports. And from another coach to you, another old guy like Tim Jordan. Yes, Tim, I'm just as old as you. You've done a great job over there the 4 years. You've taken over a program that and have taken to another step for Coach Oliver and the Warrior Nation. You said keep up the great work, and I mean, can tell you this, I'm not going to back down. We're going to be coming at you.
Oh yeah, I do not expect less.
You're going to have a shark chomp coming at you. But anyway, it's always a pleasure playing against you, coaching against you, and just talking sports with you. Keep the great work, and from Savannah to you, congratulations.
Thank
great
you,
job
sir. Thank you, sir. And again, thank you for having me
once again. Bakari Bryant, the head basketball coach at the Georgia High School State Association Class AAA State Boys Champion, the H.V. Jenkins Warrior. And like I said, I started at Jenkins. Jenkins is a big part of me and always will be, and I'm proud to be part of the Jenkins family and the Savannah family to bring home a state championship. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. We'll have a short segment coming back. Once again, love talking local sports.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. Wow, the show flies by every Saturday morning. And once again, to thank all my guests, I'll do it at the end before we break. We only got about 2 minutes to go here. So just an exciting time here in Savannah, Georgia. Once again, congratulations to the HV Jenkins Warriors for winning the Georgia High School State Association AAA Classification Boys Basketball Championship. Next week, we're going to highlight the Bethesda Academy Blazers for winning the SCISA, the South Carolina Independent State Association, AA Classification Boys Basketball Championship. The Blazers out of Bethesda Academy. Cleavon Thompson coming on with a couple of one of his players. I'm excited about that. So we'll talk more championship basketball next week with the Blazers of Bethesda Academy. Don't forget, last week we had a great camp at Pooler, Georgia, the explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp, the 2015 edition. Next week, the camp will be heading to the Trembling Earth Complex in Waycross, Georgia. That's Saturday, March 21st. If you want to be seen, if you got to get explosive, you got to go to these camps. Get explosive, get seen, you got to go to these camps. Alex Herndon from Calvary Day School had such a great camp. I mean, he's getting noticed all over the internet because Southern Pigskin is one of your biggest internet online football websites, and Southern Pigskin and Explosive Sports Info, Explosive Sports, get together and do a great job with this. Once again, go to explosivesports.info to find out about the explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp next week, Saturday, March 21st, at the Trembling Earth Complex in Waycross, Georgia. That's explosivesports.info, and you can find out all information. You can see the results from last week's camp, and then they'll have one on April 4th in Jacksonville. They're spreading to Jacksonville at the William F. Sheffield Regional Park in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, once again, the show has flown by. I got to thank my man down there in the Golden Isle for keeping me in place, and that's P.J. Zucco. Always a great job, P.J. Thank you for keeping me on task, on time. The show's about to end, and the 2 hours always flies by, and it's always been a lot of fun. Keep in mind following the show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. We'll have a lot of NCAA basketball and the Georgia Bulldog basketball against Arkansas at 3 o'clock. Remember, every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400. 104.3 FM, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.